This podcast is for informational purposes only. Information relating to investment approaches or individual investments should not be construed as advice or endorsement. Listeners should seek professional advice for their situation.
The term Catch-22 was first used by Joseph Heller in his novel of the same name, published in 1961. The book highlights the ridiculous bureaucratic restrictions imposed on soldiers during World War II. In the story, the character Doc Danica, a psychiatrist in the Army, explains it like this: that any pilot who requests a mental evaluation to avoid dangerous missions cannot be declared insane. By making such a request, the pilot actually proves his sanity, and therefore cannot escape his mission. Basically, if you know you are going insane, then you are sane for that recognition, and you will fly. If you don't know you're going insane but are, you wouldn't request the evaluation, and you will fly. In either case, you can't escape it. Today we will ask ourselves, can the Bank of Canada escape its Catch-22 situation, or is it stuck between a rock and a hard place? I'm Philip Peterson, Chief Investment Strategist for IG Wealth Management. Join me each week as I discuss our views on the trends dominating the investment landscape. It's the week of March 6th, so listen on as we navigate the living market. This week, the Bank of Canada announced its intention to hold its benchmark overnight rate steady at 4.5%. Earlier in the week, during his testimony to the U.S. Congress, Jerome Powell, chairman of the Federal Reserve, indicated for the potential that the Federal Open Market Committee may need to raise rates higher than previously expected in its efforts to rein in inflation. This is the beginning of a divergence between the two central banks and may become quite problematic for Bank of Canada Governor Tiff Macklem. When the general public thinks of a change in interest rate policy, mortgages and mortgage rates are likely what comes to mind. But interest rate decisions have implications that reach much further. In this case, we're thinking of currency and the direction for the Canadian dollar. You see, if the Fed keeps raising interest rates while the Bank of Canada pauses, we should expect additional downward pressure on the Canadian dollar vis-a-vis the US. Think of it this way. What is the incentive for an investor to buy Canadian bonds if American bonds are paying a higher yield with similar risk? Well, there's very little. This weakens demand for the Canadian dollar, therefore, and strengthens demand for the US dollar. And in turn, you get what we saw this past week, a lower Canadian dollar overall. What happens when the Canadian dollar falls in value to the US? Well, every item we import in US dollars suddenly costs more. Paying more than before for the same good is another name for inflation. And as we all know by now, higher inflationary pressures are what the Bank of Canada is trying to fight. First of all, we need to understand that Canadians are heavily indebted, much more so than our US counterparts. Debt service costs for the average Canadian as of the third quarter in 2022 made up 14% of our disposable income versus 7.7% for our US counterparts. What that means is 14 cents of every dollar earned on average goes to service the debt, principal, and interest. Additionally, Canadians favor shorter-term mortgage contracts, from variable rates over 1 year to 5 year fixed. However, American mortgage borrowers typically settle for a 15 to 30-year fixed rate. Any change in mortgage rates, then, has a much more immediate impact in Canada than the United States, and this is a factor that is less important in the U.S. and gives Jerome Powell a little bit more freedom to fight inflation at all costs, as he likes to put it. So, Tiff Macklem is in a tough spot. Follow the Fed higher or do nothing. If the Bank of Canada chooses to keep rates at their current levels, it risks higher inflation from a weakening Canadian dollar. Inflation that will hit the consumer, as much of that inflation will hit food and energy prices, two segments with little substitute. On the other hand, if the Bank of Canada follows the Fed with higher interest rates to defend the loonie, there is a greater strain on an over-indebted Canadian consumer facing even higher interest rate costs, not to mention a risk of further slowing down of an already slowing Canadian economy. It's a catch-22, and to be honest, it's hard to assess which is the least painful path for the bank. My view is that the Bank of Canada will hold rates steady for now and risk a modestly lower Canadian dollar and modestly higher inflation rather than the alternative. The U.S. Federal Reserve Chairman has not been in an enviable position in the past year. but he can always console himself. At least he's not in Macklem shoes. I'm Philip Peterson, and this has been The Living Market. If you've enjoyed this podcast, please take a moment to rate it or share it with colleagues and friends. It will help other like-minded individuals find us. Thanks for listening.
The content of this podcast, including facts, views, opinions, and recommendations, is not to be used or construed as investment advice and is not an offer or an invitation to buy or sell any security. The content of this podcast should not be relied upon for any purpose, and IG Wealth Management is not responsible for any reliance upon it. This podcast includes forward-looking information that reflects our current expectations or forecasts of future events. Forward-looking information is subject to risks, uncertainties, and assumptions that could cause actual results to differ materially from expressed herein. Our views are subject to change based on market conditions. Commissions, fees, and expenses may be associated with mutual fund investments. Read the prospectus before investing. Mutual funds are not guaranteed, values change frequently, and past performance may not be repeated.